looking forward to Friday night. It is the first sanctioned MMA fight in South Dakota. It's going to be right here in Sioux Falls.
It's been a long time coming, man. Yes. It's been a
Sanford,
long time.
Sanford, Pentagon, RFA 17, and a good-looking fight card. And one of the guys on that fight card, he is a South Dakotan. He's from Nolan, South Dakota, training right here in Sioux Falls, Bryce Logan on the Fan Line. Bryce, hey, welcome to the program.
How are we doing, guys?
Doing great. We heard you you got a dare to get involved with fighting, MMA fighting. Is that true?
It's 100% true, man. I was 18 years old. I had just finished my senior year of wrestling, and there was a small event up in Aberdeen, and one of my classmates was kind of joking around with me. I don't know if he was joking or not, but he goes, you won't do it. And I said, well, you know, I've never really been much of an aggressive guy, so I really wasn't going to do it. And he goes, well, I dare you. He's like, you'll be good at it. Just try it. So I did it on a dare, and still doing it now 6 years later. So 24, been doing it since I was 18.
So did your buddy do it too, or did he just?
Oh, hell no.
So you got that buddy then. You got the buddy who was like, you do it, but I won't do it because I'm too much
exactly.
of a, you know what.
It's the same type of guy that's like, hey, we're going to go out tonight, and we're going to cause a bunch of trouble because Bryce is along for the ride. So
Bryce, you were
the instigator.
You were a wrestler, and you played football, but when you started training in the MMA, I mean, there's a lot more skills you have to come up with. What was the toughest part of learning to be an MMA fighter?
Man, a lot of the wrestling did translate over. The hardest thing, the thing that's taken the longest to come around for me, surprisingly, is actually the jiu-jitsu. Wrestling, you don't spend a lot of time on your back and whatnot, and it's just a whole different area for me as far as learning how to move and the techniques from your back. Striking, I thought, was going to be the hardest part, but that actually probably came around the quickest, was just learning how to box and learning how to kick and Muay Thai and whatnot. So the actual working off my back and being on bottom is the hardest part for me. Because when I wrestled in high school, I was good. I was on top most of the time. So
so when you're training and you're looking at different styles and what you want to learn, do people come to you and say because of your style that you might be good at this? Or do you find something and then you ask somebody to kind of teach you how to do that?
And that's honestly a lot of mixed martial arts, it's a lot of it is discovery. You kind of find what you're good at. It's got a weird way of finding you, if that makes sense. You know, mm-hmm. you see things and you wonder if you could, maybe that's a technique I could use, or maybe that's something I could learn. But a lot of the things that I've become good at, I've kind of just discovered along the way by accident, if that makes sense. You know, there's not really a blueprint for, you know, a perfect fighter. Everybody's different. Everybody's got their own strengths, and mm-hmm. you tend to gravitate towards your own strengths. You just kind of find your own way is the best way I can explain it.
Did you play football at Dakota Wesleyan? Was it Dakota Wesleyan?
Dakota State.
Dakota State. Okay, there you go. All right. But it wasn't really until after college that you really started training a little bit harder to get ready to be a fighter in MMA?
Yeah, I did it. As a hobby, as an off-season thing when I was in college, and I wasn't sure if I was going to continue with it. But I got done with college football, and I still had that competitive fire. I still wanted to be competing, and I was like, you know what? I haven't really done it justice yet. I haven't really gave it a true run. So I moved down here to Sioux Falls, and here we are now, fighting for RFA, big card. I'm pumped. You know, it's. You look at how far you come in 6 years, and you sit here, sometimes you feel like you're just grinding your head against the stone and you're not getting anywhere. But sometimes if you just look back to where you were, you can kind of realize, holy crap, you know, we're starting to make some headway and we're starting to get where we want to go. So,
you know what it's like before you wrestle, you know what it's like before you play a football game, but what was it like last March, your first professional fight, Gabriel Chicos? You won that in the submission, but what were your thoughts before you were in your very first MMA bout?
Oh, man, my first professional MMA bout, or my first bout of ever?
Well, the professional one against Chicos here, just
March. The first professional one, man, it was, I had fought 16 times as an amateur, so I knew what to expect to some sorts, but I would say my nerves still kind of got to me because I'd never fought a five-minute round outside of the gym. In that extra 2 minutes, man, everybody's like, oh, it's just two more minutes. It's just two more minutes.
But yeah. Yeah, you do it, yeah.
that's deep water once you get into that five-minute round. You know, once you pass that three-minute mark, it's that last 2 minutes that's where I guess you'd say the men are separated from the boys. But I was nervous, man. It was more nervous than I had been for any of my amateur fights, just because now it's it counts, if that makes sense. Yeah. You know, you can only go pro once, and your pro record is your pro record. Once you shoot, I could have been 500 as an amateur fighter, and it gets erased once you turn pro. But, you know, it's for all the marbles here. And, you know, if you really want to accomplish where you want to be, you can't afford to have more than one or two losses on your record, or you're not even going to get a look from some of the big-time promotions. So it's for all the marbles, and you definitely feel that in your gut, and you know it's in your head, and it's on your mind when you go out there as well. So,
he's Bryce Logan, Dolan, South Dakota native, 1-0, 5'8", 155, fighting on the card on Friday night at the Sanford Pentagon. First sanctioned MMA bout in the state of South Dakota. So I know you're excited to get a chance to fight right here in Sioux Falls in front of family and friends, but the nerves, are you feeling different nerves because of the connection here, maybe compared to the nerves that you say you were battling before your first fight? Are they any different?
You know, it's a little different. You know, I wouldn't say I'm more nervous or less nervous. We've had a great camp. I've got a great group of guys working out with, so my confidence is high. You know, being nervous and being confident, you know, they're obviously two different things, but sure, you want to perform for your family. You want to perform for your friends. You know, you got all these people that are always like, gosh, man, I want to watch you fight, but I can't drive 6 hours this way or drive 8 hours that way. And, you know, they're all going to be here now, you know, 200 some fans just to come see me. And it's sure, there's some added pressure, but at the same time, like, you have to trust in your preparation, trust in your team, trust in your coaches, and trust in your own skills to know that once you're in there, it's just like it is in the gym, man. It's just a fight. So I'm sure there'll be nerves there, but come fight time, it's going to be the farthest thing from my mind. It's me versus him, and that'll be that. So.
Bryce taking on T. Edwards coming up on Friday night. A nice big card, the RFA 17 fight card out at the Sanford Pentagon. Bryce Dolan from Dolan, South Bryce Logan from Dolan. South Dakota.
You're going to be able to get that out?
I had a hard time.
Bryce Logan from Dolan.
That's why I'm not the announcer for, yeah, for probably the fight on Friday. You know, David Michaud, he trains out of your same group. And we've had David on the program. Of course, we have the Queen of Spades, a good friend of ours, Shayna Baszler. She's fighting a week from Saturday. How tough does it get to some of these people who come in training at Next Edge Academy? You guys really have to work on yourselves.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember the first time I walked into that gym about a year ago. I had been training at a smaller gym, and, you know, it was time to move up. I'd been talking to Bruce, and I needed that bump up in competition to better myself, and I didn't know what to expect the first day. And I remember just getting wiped across the mat by David my first couple days there, like absolutely wiped across the mat. And, you know, I went home, and you got to think about things, and you just got to, you know, you're going to come back and you're going to try again, or you're going to go home and you're going to quit. So I just started to pack a lunch, and I had to prepare every day as if I was getting ready for a fight, or otherwise I wasn't going to make it through practice. So,
What are the folks in Dolan thinking? You had a lot of folks coming down on Friday?
There's a good group coming down. Yeah, there's a good group. I also have a good fan base from Madison coming down. It's a short trip, and I still have a lot of friends up there from my college days. So there's a good group coming from Madison as well. So, yeah, a lot of high school friends, a lot of college friends. I'm excited, man. A lot of my friends are just like, dude, I'm so excited to finally be able to come see you fight somewhere close to home. And I've had a good group of guys that kind of follow me around, some of my close college buddies that kind of road trip with me, so I'm never alone. But this will be the biggest crowd for myself anyway, not necessarily – well, it'll probably be the biggest crowd I've ever fought in front of as well. But as far as my fans, that would be the biggest group as well. So
you realize that I'm bummed I'm not going to be able to see the fight. I'm DVRing what's going to be on AXS, but you know that we're going to have to call you next week and follow up on this, because this is going to be a great time on Friday night.
Oh, absolutely. Great for South Dakota MMA. You know, it's a great promotion coming to town. And, you know, we've got five guys from Next Edge fighting, so we're hoping to go 5-0 and kind of put ourselves on the map a little bit nationally as far as a big gym in the Midwest, you know, someone that promotions can look for when they're looking for a quality athlete. So it's a big show for us. A big show for the gym, a big show for the state, all around. It's huge. We're excited to have it. So,
Bryce, we are big MMA fans right here at KWSN.
Banging the drum for years.
We love it. So we wish you the best, Bryce, and we will talk. We'll talk again real soon.
Sounds good, man. Have a good night.
Yep, good luck.
See you, Bryce.
There he goes. Bryce Logan from Dolan, South Dakota, got into MMA on a dare.